Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning from the Sitka Community Development Corporation are Greg Reynolds. He's the board president. And Mim, are you on the
I'm sort of an executive director right now.
A sort of executive director.
I'm unpaid one at the moment. So
okay,
and not an official employee yet because there's no money. So
all right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the evolution of SCDC recently, but I guess I should welcome you again on the air.
Thank you. You've
been coming around a lot lately.
I know. I feel quite at home.
I remember, Eric Jordan, when he used to do Finn and Feather, he used to hand out get out of one appearance. We ought to give you a get out of one appearance on Morning Edition. So next time I call, you'll be able to hand in your coupon and say, sorry, I'm sleeping late that day. But I bagged you guys this morning because we were all at a recent Sawmill Cove Industrial Park Board of Directors meeting, and Greg, you brought forward what I thought was an interesting idea for a materials reuse center. And I wondered if you could just sort of maybe tell us what you told the Sawmill Cove Board that day, this idea of a place to put stuff back to work in town.
Yeah, the reuse center concept, we thought of it simply as a cash flow, revenue source for our organization. About a year ago, we were living off savings, working towards getting state, Alaska Housing funding for our organization. In the interim, we realized that our savings would not last forever. Started looking at other, revenue sources, and this was an idea that presented itself. It's being done down south. Habitat for Humanity maintains reuse centers, and it just seemed like an idea that would, Sitka being a world-class garage sale town, that people would take, would make use of the reuse center. There's lots of building materials that get shipped out, in the garbage stream, so. And we've been getting lots of enthusiastic support among individuals and organizations. Conservation Society is all for it. So,
what do you envision? I mean, what's it going to look like? And what would you be able to buy there? And I'm just this is all purely hypothetical. I mean, I realize you're a ways from having anything actually on the ground. But what do you sort of envision?
Well, our facility is going to be made up of shipping containers. It's not going to have a retail store with, there's a lot of capital expense in that. We'll use shipping containers. It'll be unheated. We'll probably set up roofs between the containers like you'd see in the yard down at Spinard's. So there will be some dry space between the containers for materials that don't have to be absolutely dry. And hopefully we'll be able to fence it in. Now, we're going to have to work to that. We don't have the money to actually set that up right now, but we'll operate out of containers and add to it as we can find grant funding and income sources to put into it. But the type of building materials, whatever people want to get rid of, some contractors take a large amount of material down to the transfer station and just throw it away. So whatever we can get, 2x4s, plywood, some people buy extra, have extra things. We're hoping individuals too. I've got a pile of things that could be sold in a reuse center in my basement I've been saving. And I talk to people, they say, oh yeah, I've got boxes of nails. I've got this and that. I've got this old window we could donate. So we'll look far and wide.
Yeah. Are we talking, stuff that's left over from new construction, just the excess stuff like boxes of nails? Or are you talking about like when you go in and remodel and tear down a wall, pulling all the nails and taking that old lumber into this place, or is it all inclusive?
Well, we'll have to take a look at how much labor it's going to go into taking old materials, and making them sellable, and that'll depend on how many volunteers we get. So I'm sure that we'll get into some of that, and hopefully some people that do their own projects and have the time to, make those materials usable will do that and donate them.
And did you get the official nod from the Sawmill Cove Board for a site? How did that all shake out?
No, they're going to take a month and have Gary White, put together a proposal for a couple different sites out at Sawmill Cove. So I was encouraged that they're looking at it positively. They didn't say no. So
okay, and you actually talked about this in terms of job creation. There might be somebody who will actually be employed to work at a place like this. that would be the executive director
at this point, probably. And you know, hopefully it will bring in even more, and we could actually pay somebody that would actually work out there. But I would assume most of the executive director money would come from a grant that, you know, we're hoping to become a CHOTO again next fall, which is a community housing development organization through Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. So that we would, if we get certified as a CHOTO again, which SCDC was, the last time it was a CHOTO was in 2008, I believe. If we get that certification again, that will qualify us for applying for operating funds from AHFC. Oh. So that would pay my salary.
Okay, CHOTO. CHOTO.
CHOTO.
And that's an acronym
for Community Housing Development Organization.
All right, yeah. The SCDC has sort of evolved. I think I was one of the things that crossed my mind when I saw Greg giving this presentation at the Sawmill Cove board meeting was that the group has kind of evolved. I mean, SCDC was very much in the media and had a high profile role in some of the work that was being considered or some of the planning that was sort of underway for a possible affordable housing complex at the Old City Shops site, but that project never got funding, I guess, through.
No, and it could probably again, and yeah. I don't think it's gone away completely, because what's come back are tax credits. The government is willing to do tax credits again. In fact, Spruce Grove has received tax credits to rehabilitate their properties. So that may be an option again for a builder for the Old City Shop lots. But the other thing that we're, if it's okay for me to go on here.
Oh, sure, yeah.
The other thing that our organization is looking at is the community land trust model for providing permanently affordable housing for Sitkins.
Yeah, this is sort of the new direction for SCDC, but it's like so many things that we end up considering in this town, somebody else is already doing it elsewhere.
Fortunately.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to learn. I attended a community land trust, a national conference in Seattle this past fall, and learned a lot and met some amazing people. And they even have, they've done a lot of the work. And of course, there are community land trusts all over the United States and all over the world. In fact, it's becoming it's a growing movement because it is so effective at providing permanently affordable housing to people.
Well, I think we ought to explore this idea a little bit because
sure.
a lot of people know what land trusts are. I mean, the SEAL, Southeast Alaska Land Trust, was active in our airport mitigation and setting aside some of the beachfront between the Sage Building and Sitka National Historical Park. And they think of land trusts as sort of creating open space and preserving green space, but this a community land trust is about preserving affordability.
Yeah,
for
and it's right? It's setting aside some land that will always be used for affordable housing. So I mean, it is a land trust. So, but what this does is it brings down the cost of buying a home because they don't have to pay for the land that the house is sitting on. And in Sitka, that's a huge deal because everyone knows, I would think, that's looked around, the land prices are just so high here. And we've just seen that at the assembly table on Tuesday night with Jacob Circle.
Right.
So it's just way out of sight for people. So what we're trying to do is to either purchase land or maybe get some land through the city. I don't know how this is going to happen yet, but there are some land sites around town that we're interested in and developing housing on, and the people that would have a home on the site would go into a lease arrangement with them that's typically a 99-year lease, and that's something through HUD, Housing and Urban Development. That's a recognized community land trusts are a recognized entity with HUD. So, and that's a 99-year lease, and The lease agreement that you have is quite the document. There's a lot of stipulations but it's an effective tool to help people get a home of their own, and they can sell it again. But it is tied to the medium income in town, and you couldn't speculate on a house like this. You're not allowed to do that.
You know what? It's vaguely reminiscent of we're probably all sort of contemporaries. It's vaguely reminiscent of kind of an assisted living situation that my parents have been in, where you can buy, you know, if you want, you don't have to live in the main unit. You can buy a cottage or a home, you know, sort of on the campus. But it's sort of, as you were saying, Greg, it's like the transaction sort of is outside normal mm-hmm. market forces.
And they might even be living at a land trust.
Right.
They take many shapes and forms.
Yeah. But the act of sort of, that's what preserves affordability.
Yes.
It's not, you know, government subsidies or necessarily, yeah. you know, a sort of low rent control or anything. It's mm-hmm. this act of taking a transaction outside of market forces that keep the costs. Mm-hmm.
That's an important part of what we're doing. We're not trying to subsidize housing per se or subsidize homeowner purchases. We're trying to bring the cost of housing from about the ratio of median income to starter home price used to be about 1-2 or 1-3. It's now 1-6. We're trying to bring that down to 1-3.
Wow.
Is all.
Right. You distributed brochures at the Sawmill Cove board meeting. I have one here in my hands. Is there a place online where people can go to find out what you guys are doing?
Yes. Our website is SitkaAffordableHousing.org.
Okay.
You can download the brochure there. You can also just read about more about CLTs or community land trusts.
Okay, community land trusts. And there's probably also information about the materials reuse center. And
not really.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
There will be.
As soon as the director.
Their webmaster will take care of it.
As soon as the director gets around to it. And just, I realize it's all sort of, it's all pretty much up in the air. But, Greg, when would we conceivably see a materials reuse center sort of functioning? Would it be like for the next construction season next year?
Or? Yes. I would hope by February or March that we'll have a facility set up.
All right. And that would be possibly out at Sawmill Cove Industrial Park.
Possibly.
Somewhere. All right. Well, we could have talked a lot longer about what the SCDC is doing, but we're out of time now. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Mim McConnell is sort of the acting executive director of the Sitka Community Development Corporation. And Greg Reynolds is the board president. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning.